Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 426. If you'd like to have a copy of it, please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape, and Sharon at the end of the program will tell you how to get it. It's absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling. We've got some real fine music today. We've got some testimonials, about three of them, I think. And then we've got some... I'm going to start a series here on the Book of Judges. To me, the Book of Judges is one of the most supernatural books, and the one that builds more faith to me than... Well, they all build faith, but at this point in time in my life, the Book of Judges has really given me a quick start, you know, to come against the people that are coming against us in the city of Los Angeles. The people in Falk, Arkansas area, the city council was coming against us, and I prayed to God to deliver us from that. And of course, the Lord tells you if you keep His commandments and you call upon Him, that He will deliver you. And that's what the Book of Judges is all about. It's a book of deliverance. Seven times the Lord delivered the people of Israel. Of course, they got into idolatry and all kinds of evil things. They backslid from God. Now, in the New Testament, I mean, there's not any leeway for people to backslide because we have the Lord living in us and we've got power over the flesh, sin, Satan, and the world, and we have power over death, hell, and the grave. So what you really need to do is, if you've got a problem, some people, I've got a person that wrote in today that we're going to read over the air. She says, I'm not at all interested in joining your church. Well, I said, I certainly am not interested in having anybody join the church that's like you anyway. But she's being attacked by the Vatican, the same powers that were in the government out here that were doing these things, and also in Los Angeles. Well, when I prayed about the people here, the Lord told me, don't even hire an attorney. You don't even really have to, he says, because I'm going to take care of the whole thing. Either these people out in the Arkansas area are going to repent, or else I'm going to teach them. And some of them, he's going to take their lives if they don't repent. And that's why I believe, God calls it merciful for those of us that have received his word, that really know him, for us to tell you people out in the world that don't imagine to attack God or his people, because when you're attacking God's people, you are attacking him. And you know, I don't know where people get the gall to attack God's people, because the Bible says that we who are really God's people were born of the Spirit Christians. We are members of Christ's body, and anybody that has the unmitigated gall to attack us, this world belongs to us. God, our God, created this earth, okay? And it doesn't belong to you in the first place. There's a place in the pit of this earth that belongs to you. It's called the Lake of Fire. And that's where you're going if you continue to attack the people of God. So I'm warning you, in love. Now, if you don't call that love, if I saw one of your little children wandering out, or one of your loved ones wandering out into a busy freeway where the traffic's going around 60, 70 miles an hour, and I stopped them from going out there, wouldn't you call that love? If you say no, there's something radically wrong with your brains. Amen?
Amen.
There's got to be something wrong with you. Well, I see people in the world and in the Vatican government and in the Los Angeles government and the government out here, and every government that's attacking us, which all comes from Rome anyway, I consider you people insane. All right, anybody that would attack us, you're crazy. And my preaching to you and telling you that you're crazy, just receive that and then receive the word of God and repent, because I'm telling you these things for your soul's sake. I'm already saved. God has got it made. He's already in heaven. And he hasn't got a thing to worry about in the world. And he's beseeching you because you really are God's creation. He created you. And you fell away a long time ago, possibly from your parents, your grandparents. Somebody did something bad to you in your little Mickey Mouse life. that just made you feel that you got a right to kick against God. But really, you know, a lot of us have gone through trials and tribulations in our little Mickey Mouse lives. I don't even call it Mickey Mouse. I think Mickey Mouse is a billionaire by now. But in our little mousy lives, we don't really deserve any better than what we have. God has given every one of us breath. He's given us life. He's given us the way to go to get into heaven and the way not to go. He gave us the way to go so that we don't have to spend eternity in the burning lake of fire. But at any rate, we're going to get into the book of Judges I just want to continue on here a little bit. In this city where they were coming against us vehemently, they were even trying to get lynch mobs against us. In the newspaper in Texarkana was joining in with them and everything. Well, what wound up, and I've said this 3, 4, 5 times on the broadcast, is one of them wound up dropping dead 3 times in his pulpit. Supposed to be a born of the spirit Christian and Pentecostal. We're Pentecostal. I mean, that all that means is that we believe in the Pentecostal experience, where everybody was tearing in the upper room for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, for the power of God to come down upon them, and it did. And the people spoke in other tongues, but that isn't what you get baptized with the Holy Spirit for. You get baptized with the Holy Spirit so that the Word of God jumps out at you when you're reading the Word of God, and so that you feel the presence of the Lord in your life. You feel Him with you instead of just by you. He's not only by you, but He's with you and in you. He's inside of you, and you feel when it's time, the Lord will tell you, okay, now you've got enough faith now to come up against these people in Arkansas. One of them wound up with a tumor the size of a golf ball in their rectum. Another one's got a grapefruit in their gut and a tumor. Another one dropped dead 3 times in his pulpit, and then he dropped dead a couple of times in the hospital when they took him there, and now he's walking around with one of these creepers. And we're not mocking him or anything. We really want that guy to get saved and all these people to be healed and saved and join the great Christian band. Amen?
Amen.
Join us in our crusade to the kingdom of God. Then another one's got cirrhosis of the liver, and another one got paralyzed. He's had one of these spells. What is it, like these heart attacks?
Stroke.
He had a stroke, and can't even talk good anymore. And you think that this pleases God? God's just chastising them in hopes that they'll call out to God and repent and become one with Him and one with the people of the Lord. Now, they're coming against us harder in Los Angeles than ever before. We've been persecuted by them I've been saved 43 years. The minute I got saved, I started getting persecution from the people in Los Angeles, the Vatican there. And I just want to warn all you people in L.A. that God is wanting me to warn you that terrible things are going to happen to you people that are instigating these attacks on us and leaning heavy or heavy hand on us, that we have to put up $60,000 walls. Those properties that we have out there have been grandfathered in for between 60 and 100 years out there. Other people have had fires, but we've never had a fire out at our place. And our buildings are standing strong, and we have new air conditioning and all sorts of brand new things that are happening. They want us to spend many thousands of dollars on oak trees. We had professional people go out and trim them. We're taking care of our property better than anybody else out there. It looks beautiful. I'm warning you people in Los Angeles, lay off, okay, or God's going to do something to you. You talk about golf balls and grapefruits and dropping dead and things like that. That has happened so many times since I've been a Christian. The Postmaster General over in Arkansas here dropped dead because he was saying a lot of nasty things about my wife, Susie. And she was supernaturally and dramatically saved by the power of the living God. And I'm warning all you people from God. This is from God. Lay off, or else you're next. All right? And some of the people, I believe, have repented here in the Arkansas area because they're still alive. As far as I know, they don't have any disease. If they do, they're keeping it a secret. But God knows every secret thing. Amen?
Yeah.
Well, let's get down to something a little bit lighter here. Dolly Parton wrote a song for me, and she sang it for me, too. And then Porter Wagoner jumped in and sang with me on this one. It's called Hold My Hand, Lord.
Be straight, let the deeds I do be kind, let me never hesitate to help my brother walking blind.
Hold my hand lest I lose my way, hold my hand and lead me home, guide each step that
let my words have meaning, Lord. Anything that I might speak, if you see me leaning, Lord, just hold my hand and strengthen me.
The Lord. You know, the Bible tells us to be very courageous and very strong. And if we hold the hand of the Lord, holding the hand of the Lord, I always wondered, what does that mean? Where is his hand so I can hold it? This is what I used to think before I was saved. But holding the hand of the Lord means to just get born again of the Spirit and read the Word of God, continuously read it. Now, I know something really big is coming up because the Lord, you know, I used to like to watch the news and some special programs, you know, but the Lord won't even let me turn the television on. He just wants me. And the people that know me know that I'm listening to the Bible and studying that Bible 24 hours a day. Every waking hour they can hear, even the people in the office can hear me in my own room just playing the talking Bible. I just listen to it all day long. And the Lord has given me so much. He's given me his hand. I feel his hand reaching down, and I'm holding his hand, because when the Lord sees you that sold out to him, then his hand comes down from heaven, and he begins giving you such direction that there's no possible way that you could make a mistake. And a lot of people may say, boy, you're threatening Los Angeles. No, I'm threatening the entire world international government. But it's not me threatening them. I'm telling you right from the Word of God what God is threatening you people with. There's 14 major plagues that the Lord is coming down with on this earth, and you ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to get worse and worse. The Bible says so. The plagues are going to start coming down, and some of them have already begun. The beginning of sorrows is already here. And you know, a lot of people think that that's going to go on for a long time, but the Lord says if he didn't shorten the time, that there's no flesh that would be able to put up with what's going on. So the 14 plagues are going to come down in a very quick succession. The Bible is wrapping up faster than most people ever imagine. You talk to people on the streets and ask them if they know what the Ten Commandments are. They haven't even got the slightest. Some of them can't even mention one. But they can mention all the different beers and brandies and whiskeys and all that kind of stuff. That goes to show the dilapidated state of people in this world spiritually. They don't have the hand of God. They don't have the hand of Christ. They don't have the help of God. But now the Lord has poured all this indignation in me, and I'm warning you people in every part of the world that are coming against Christians, lay off, because God is angry now, and He's not going to put up with you. You're going to see terrible things happening to you very soon. And I know that many of you are experiencing these things right now. It could be your loved ones. It could be yourself. You could be hiding diseases, sicknesses, and infirmities. You're not even telling them to your husband or your wife because you don't want them to worry. And there, many of them are the very ones that are part of the Antichrist, the body of Antichrist. The Antichrist body extends all the way from Rome, Italy, throughout the entire world. Its tentacles are everywhere. And God's going to destroy those tentacles. He's going to destroy that cult. He's going to destroy all the different governmental divisions that are attacking, that are planning, scheming, all the different things that they're planning and scheming. And I want to warn you for your own soul's sake. You can say, well, we could kill you. Yeah, and God can kill you too. And don't you ever think that I'm not God's fair-haired boy. Mm-hmm. Well, because I'm the only one out there that's really letting you know what's going on. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now you, if it's just for your own soul's sake, lay off. You hear? Lay off. Now we have some testimonials this evening. And where's the first one from?
From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Okay, what do they have to say?
Dear Pastor Alamo, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for another day.
Amen, brother. And what?
God is good. God is good all time, and all the time God is good.
Amen. Yeah. He is. We just need to get His hand in ours, and we hold on to it, and believe everything He says. One of us can chase a thousand. You know, this Samson would have destroyed the entire Philistine government, the entire bunch of them, if he just wouldn't have given up the secret about his hair, you know?
Amen.
What? I can't believe it. I know all the different things that the people failed in the Bible, and I'm not going to let them happen to me. Because the Lord has given me a bigger task than most of them. I'm not just out to whip Goliath. That's just one man. Well, I'm against the entire one world government, the cult, the media, all of them. And I'm going to win, okay?
Amen.
All you people out there in the media, I'm going to win, okay? And all you people in the government that you think you're just going to lay your supposed to be heavy hand on me, I wouldn't be in your boots for all the money in the world, because God's going to destroy you. Okay, so what's this person say? I just can't help, getting involved in these testimonials here. Go ahead.
Pastor Alamo, an older guy, has been letting me know the wonderful things about the Lord Jesus Christ. At first, I didn't believe that I could truly feel this good and love other people after what has happened to me and my family.
Well, look at me. I love all these people, even though they're attacking us. I love them so much that I'm warning them to lay off, because God's going to kill you. Amen?
Amen.
He'll kill you. Okay, then what? That's love. Amen?
Amen.
What are you doing to love me, you bunch of weasels? You have no love in you whatsoever. You better pay attention to what the Lord says. If you don't believe me, read the Bible instead of the Roman canon law. Okay, go ahead.
Sir, please allow me to start at the beginning for you. See, 6 years ago, I've been taking care of my wife and 3 kids when someone broke into my house late one night and was robbing us while we were asleep until I heard some noise.
So he found out that they were robbing him because he heard some noise or something in the house. Then what?
But to make a long story short, I got up and was fighting the guy, trying to hold him down until the police came.
I should have called the police first, right? Then what?
When the police came, they locked me up for assault.
Oh, see, that goes to go show our wonderful government that here they arrest him and they let the crook go. Is that what happened here?
Yes.
That's the Vatican for you, folks. It's a bunch of homosexuals over there, you know. And the Bible says that they're liars. There's a whole list in Romans chapter 1 in the New Testament. Just go ahead and read that, and you'll find out what a homosexual is. Then what?
All I was trying to do is protect my family.
Of course. I mean, of course. Then what?
So right away, I grew bitter.
That's why this government has taken guns away from the people. We've never had guns, but they took guns away from all the people because they're invading this country, you idiots. And they don't want any fight back. Isn't the best way, if I was like the devil and I was going to take over the world, I'd say it's a bad thing for us to have guns. Now make sure that we made a law here that no one can own a gun. The only one that can have guns is the criminals, i.e. the actual government. They're the ones that's going to destroy. Look at just what this government's doing here. The one world government. Somebody's robbing his house, and he goes to jail, and they let the crook go because the crook is in league with the government. Amen?
Amen.
They feel mercy for these crooks and these pedophiles. Look at the millions of pedophiles in the Catholic Church. And this rat singer, who is the current pope, is the one that he for years has been the one that shuffled these pedophile people, these priests, from one of their cults to the other to hide them so that they don't have to go to court and then go to prison. It's the same thing. You know that, but let's go on. This is your government. Which is not the United States government anymore, is the homosexual Roman Catholic international government, the Roman canon law. It's just nothing like this ever happened when I was a youngster. Go ahead.
So right away I grew bitter because I ended up doing time.
Yeah, of course anybody would get bitter if you're not a Christian, but praise the Lord, now you are. Then what?
I ended up doing time for protecting my family, and this guy walks scot-free. Where is the justice?
There is. It's like the Bible says. You go to the place where there's supposed to be judgment, and there's no justice there. Amen?
Amen.
And there's no mercy. Read the Bible. God sees all this. These things are not hidden from his eyes. And God's going to kill you people because you're unmerciful, you're ungodly, you're wicked. And now this current Pope Ratzinger, he's the idiot that made the statement that if you're not in the Catholic Church, that you're going to hell. Let me tell you one thing, Catholics never were a church. They build these big structures that look very holy and everything when you're not saved. Before I was saved, I thought, oh my God, you know, God planted these things here on earth. They spend billions of dollars on these churches. And there's no God in them whatsoever. There's more people been abused in there. As a matter of fact, they say the first houses of prostitution were the Catholic nunneries. And then, of course, when you hear of sin, the Bible says, when Paul, in chapter 7 of the book of Romans, says when he started studying the law and found out what sin really was, sin raised up him because he didn't realize that he was committing sin, and it brought forth even more concupiscence in him until the Spirit of God delivered him from the carnal state that he was in. He says, I call out to God. Where God can, who can deliver me from this body of sin? And he says, I thank God for Christ Jesus that did that. And he said, therefore, there's no condemnation to those that live after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
If you live after the flesh, you're going to be condemned. And none of you know when you're going to go out to meet God. You know, isn't that just strange? But, you know, the Bible says that the richest of men have to die. All you cotton pickers are going to die out there. Does it make any difference if you're a king, a president, if you're wealthy, or if you're poor? Or even if you're a dog, you know? How does man die? It's just like the beasts. Amen?
Amen.
Just a dog dies and goes back to the dust, and so do you, no matter how wealthy you are. Now, we just read in the paper where this died, 82 years old?
Merv Griffin.
He was a billionaire. He couldn't take one penny with him. And if he wasn't saved, I don't care if he knew Elizabeth Taylor and Zsa Zsa Gabor and all the Gabors, or everybody in the world. And he wrote the theme songs. What does that mean to him when he's standing before the judgment bar of God? The theme song of Jeopardy or something. What a stupid thing to leave as your past, you know, that you wrote a theme song and you had $1 billion. Why, the Bible says, what would it profit a man that if he gained the whole world and lost his entire soul? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so this man here is, he says, they're robbing him. And he tried to hold him until the law came, because the law is going to take this guy to jail, right? What's he doing in your house anyway? Amen?
Amen.
And then the law says now, if you want to call that the law, is the law of God. There is no other law than that, okay? The law that they have today is like, it is insanity. Now, the law of God is cursing all you people out there. And that's why there's tsunamis and earthquakes, all the different things. But go ahead and finish this letter.
And now, on top of things, I am being told that my family is about to get kicked out because they can't keep up the mortgage on the house.
Well, look, if that happens, you can surely move them into our church. We have different houses. If you are willing to serve the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your family as well, and they keep their rules here, they can come, and we'll relieve that. Then what else?
My family is going to be homeless, all because I couldn't afford a lawyer.
Well, they won't be homeless if they come over here. We have all kinds of houses, all right? Then what?
I couldn't afford a lawyer to prove my innocence. I don't know if you could help me or not. I can't even afford hygiene items. And on top of everything, I'm soon going to be getting out, but I won't be released if I don't pay my fines and victim fees.
Didn't I send him some money?
Yes.
Okay. And send a copy of this to Eric Lieberman, our attorney in New York. Let's see if there's something that he can do about this. All right. Then what else?
My kids don't even have enough to eat or enough clothes to wear.
We'll send you clothes. You got to give us their sizes, and then also send them money for food. Okay, then what?
Could you please help us or send me to someone who can?
Well, we certainly will help you. Praise the Lord. I wouldn't help a person before I got saved. I've helped people, but not like I do now. I do it because the Lord says to do it. Amen?
Amen.
And that's why God is good. You know, He'll lift people up when they're on the dunghill, and for no righteous cause. Okay, so what is that? You got another one now?
Yes.
Okay,
from Wenatchee, Washington.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest here. I'm really not interested in membership of this church.
Well, we're not interested in you joining either. I don't have a desire to build houses for people and feed, clothe, and house you. If you don't want that, well then... Praise the Lord. You do me a service. What else?
I am a Christian, but I do not go to church.
Well, you know, the Bible says if you're a Christian, you will go to a Bible-believing church. And, you know, that's all entirely up to you. I mean, I don't care. If you don't care, I don't care. Okay? Then what?
However, I read some things about Alamo while doing a search for Catholic influence within the FBI.
Oh, you did. Okay. You read something about me. Well, I've been in headlines now for the past 43 years all over the world, and so I'm sure you have read something about us. And yes, we are. The Bible says that the Vatican, it doesn't mention the word Vatican because the Bible said it was the Vatican. They call it the Vatican or Fatican or something like that. The Lord, you know, the devil is very crafty, and he just deceives you people. But the Lord says that he, the Vatican, Antichrist, sits in the city of the seven hills. And that happens to be Rome, folks. And it says that his colors are scarlet and gold and purple. And that this monster of a fat, God calls her a whore. And that she sits on many waters. That means different countries everywhere in the world. And that she rides on the back of this scarlet beast, which is like the government. The government, she just leads the government to what to do and what not to do. And to do the crazy things that happened to this man that we just read about. Okay, then what else?
This organization came up. I found it on a Catholic website where many nasty things were said.
About me, yes. Well, you look at my website and see the nasty things that I say about them, but the things they're saying about me are false. And everything that I'm saying about them comes right from the Bible.
Amen.
And not only from the Bible, but the people that have been persecuted and abused by this great red whore dragon beast. And its mouthpiece, the media. Then what?
But what interested me was the comments by your representatives that many people who are being persecuted have contacted you. I myself have been persecuted by members of the Catholic Church.
Well, no kidding. I mean, join the club. Everybody in the world is being persecuted by them, even with the exception of their own people. Like I said, all these homosexuals, pedophiles, there's millions of them. They transfer from one church to the other so that they're not prosecuted. In Los Angeles alone, they just paid off a bunch of these people that have been abused and molested by these priests. They paid them off over $660 some million. That's just in Los Angeles, California alone. Now, I mean, could any of you out in the world pay to not go to prison? What would happen if you or, say, Michael Jackson got accused of pedophile? Michael Jackson, according to what happened in court, was as innocent as rain. And yet they raked him over the coals and destroyed his career. And, I mean, not that I'm a fan of his at all, because I'd like, you know, some of the things that he's done in the past, because I come out of the record industry. But I don't believe that he molested any children. He likes kids, I guess. I mean, I don't agree with the way he conducts his life. But these people are definitely sick, satanic, psycho, homosexual, faggot, whatever other word there is for them, monsters that have molested these children, and they accuse born of the spirit Christians of doing the same thing that they do. They're able to come up with all these guttural accusations because they know what they themselves are doing. Nobody would even stoop to think of the things that they think to accuse people of. They sent me to prison for they gave me a 6-year sentence. So I got out with help of a congressman and a nice lady that worked with him. I had put 4.5 years. 4 years, I got 2 years off in him, but I had a half year in the halfway house. I know all about these sickos, all right? Then what else?
After I reported a monk for improper advances towards
him. Improper advances, okay. Improper advances. You're being too kind, my dear. Okay, what else?
I was stalked and harassed thereafter.
Of course you were. I mean, this isn't anything new. I've been preaching about this for 43 years. Okay, then what else?
And I even had a Catholic reporter write a slanderous article about
me. Oh, my. I've had so many Catholic reporters write slander about me that I couldn't even count them all. Okay? So you're not telling me anything that I don't know. Just keep going, though, because I will do this whole broadcast. I want to get into the book of Judges, too. Then what else?
It affects me to this day. I also was the target.
Well, it affects me to this day. Just get saved, my dear, and go to church and get acquainted with the things that are happening in this world. What are you, a recluse? Okay, then what else?
I was also the target of an incredible number of car vandalisms.
Well, no kidding. No kidding. We were the victims of... They stole over $100 million worth of our property away from us. A Catholic judge, Judge Morris Arnold, in Fort Smith, Arkansas, gave all of our property away. Okay? That the brothers and sisters, it wasn't anything fancy, because we built our property out of used lumber and everything, but we built so much of it. We took old cow pastures and made it into a nice little town and everything. But they took it away and sold it for pennies on the dollar. They just gave it away to their Catholic friends that came to the auctions and frightened everybody else away. This is the dirty, filthy, scummy Vatican that the Lord is going to send them into the lake of fire. Let me tell you something. The Bible, the book of Revelation, states that God is going to open the earth and send the false prophets, which is people like rat singers, the popes, and the beast into the lake of fire immediately. They don't even go to hell first. They go right into the lake of fire, it says. Amen?
Amen.
Read chapter 19, 20, 21, 22. The Bible says also that if anyone takes away from this book, that God will take his place away from the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
That means they backslid, doesn't it?
Amen.
And the people out there, the Baptists and Catholics, say there's no chance of backsliding. A bunch of other people, too. But God says that he'll blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen?
Amen.
And anyone that adds to it, he's going to add to your the torments that are spoken of in the book regarding what your torments will be in hell. And so you just better receive the Bible the way it is, okay?
Amen.
Just receive it the way it is and live and spend eternity in heaven. Now just repent. Am I doing something wrong to you because I'm telling you the truth? Okay, then what?
I have documentation from both AAA mechanics and neighbors who thought I must have an angry boyfriend.
Oh, well, of course, and they must think I have an angry girlfriend or something. You know, all the things they did to me, put me in prison with a bunch of lies. They hired people out of prison to testify falsely against me. So you're not telling me anything new. I mean, you'd like a Rip Van Winkle that just woke up, you know, after being sleeping for 70 or 80 years. And then you just woke up and says, oh, they're persecuting me. They're persecuting. No kidding. They've been doing this for years, okay? For centuries to Christians. Then what?
I have known this was coming from the Catholic Church.
Oh, my goodness. You're really wise. Okay, then what?
I am an upstanding citizen who never had any problems with...
An upstanding citizen that doesn't want to go to church? Oh, come on, my dear. What else?
Or the law, until I reported...
The law? What law? Listen to the guy that just said that he called the law, and they arrested him and let the criminal go free. Okay, this is Roman canon law, folks. Wake up. Then what else?
Until I reported this Catholic monk, who is known at the Vatican and sent worldwide to give lectures that bring money and converts to the church.
That's all they're interested in, is money and laborers. It's a slave labor organization, folks. That's what they accuse me of. But people that come to my church, they say, they don't see anybody slaving. They see people sitting around and reading the Bible and praising the Lord. Then what?
Right after that, the Catholic Church slandered me to the police, claiming I was harassing them when this was untrue, and they were the ones stalking me.
Well, of course. They turn everything around. That's what they've done to us for 43 years now. Then what else?
They had the police give me false citations.
False. Well, were they true or false? I mean, was it a real citation or a false one? If it's a false one, you could just throw it away. No, they gave you real citations that with false accusations on them. That's what the reality of it is. You better go to church and learn how to word your sentences. Now, I'm just saying this because you're saying that you're a Christian, but you don't go to church. That's like Clinton saying, I smoke pot, but I don't inhale it, right? I don't believe that. What else?
The first time I ever received a citation in my life was when I was peacefully protesting abuse by clergy, sitting in a lawn chair on legal public grounds, with signs in the lawn next to me. That same day, an officer came up to me and gave me a citation for something that I didn't do and spat, quote, "I'm Catholic and you offend my church," unquote.
Well, they offend me too, so I mean, you ought to just say, "You offend me too." But let me tell you the truth and tell them about Jesus. You'll see them really go crazy. They don't want to hear about Jesus because Jesus tells them if they're homosexuals, they're going to hell. That's why they take the Bible out of schools, because they don't want anybody to know that if they're homosexuals and lesbians and they're forbidding marriage, they want people to be married to each other that are men with men, women with women, because they're perverts, okay? Dear, don't you know that you're dealing with a bunch of perverts? Okay, we've known all these things for years. Then what?
I tried to make a report about this officer, but...
What's like the, you running to the devil to report the devil? Now, what do you think he's going to do, right? Okay, what else?
It went nowhere, and things only got worse. I was then threatened with other things, and most recently was assaulted by two FBI employees who were Catholic, who said they wanted to meet me for employment with the FBI.
Well, of course, the entire FBI, J. Edgar Hoover was a homosexual and a Catholic. And that's what they hire, the FBI, is Catholics, and many of them are homosexuals. And they think that's all right, but the Bible says they're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. Then what else?
They said they wanted to meet me for employment with the FBI.
And they were lying, right? Then what?
I confirmed these guys were members of the FBI. The FBI did nothing about it and tried to conceal the assault, and these men were not charged. I have been slandered as being mentally ill in the meantime, and the Catholic Church was trying to suggest everything under the sun.
But they're all right, you know, homosexuals. They're not mentally ill, right? According to the Bible, they're perverts. Their minds are perverted. Then what?
Paranoia, schizophrenia, bipolar, etc. Anything to discredit me. Mm-hmm. In Ireland, it's generally accepted that there are Protestant Catholic wars and crimes. But
well, no kidding. I mean, you really, you know, we shouldn't even be reading this letter. It's just taking forever. But I just want everybody to know that I'm not the only one. This church is not the only one that's being persecuted by them. They murdered Abraham Lincoln because he was telling the truth about him. He was defending a Catholic priest that blew the whistle on him. Then what else?
But when it's done here in the U.S., it's ignored. I've been wondering recently why the FBI has done nothing about all the pedophile priests in the Catholic Church.
Because they're part of the church. Come on, wake up. Then what?
And yet they go after a Mormon polygamist.
Well, oh, are you saying that polygamy is of the Lord? Well, it's in the Bible that it's of the Lord, but... There's actually over 600,000 websites now after I came out with my polygamy tract. Just because I've printed the polygamy tract, they say I'm a polygamist. I also write tracts about celibacy and Catholics, and I write the truth of the Word of God. People that don't like the Word of God, there's something wrong with them. They're antichrist. They're devils. Then what?
I also read not long ago through regular media articles that the FBI was recruiting from Catholic colleges where the recruits are obviously Catholic.
No kidding. I mean, this is so simple. Then what else?
They've put in special programs for recruitment. I certainly never hear of them recruiting from Muslim colleges.
Well, are you a Muslim? I wouldn't be a Muslim either. They want to kill all the... That's part of the Catholic Church as well.
Amen.
So they're not going to arrest Muslims. I mean, when I was in prison, the Muslims came in. They'd bring women in for them. They were snorting cocaine. And if you report it, they'll throw you in the hole. You don't report those kind of guys. And they can come in and out of the prison all they want. Okay, then what?
I have begun to wonder about the fact that so many high-ranking officers in the FBI and CIA are Catholic and have wondered what the representation is. So this is what brings me to you today. I'm not interested in being a convert or a member. But
well, of course, you could never be. You're not that bright, honey. Okay, then what?
But I am someone who has been persecuted by the Catholic Church and slandered, and I need to form alliances with others who have the same experience.
For what reason? You don't tell me, okay? We've been trying to get people to be alliances with us. Are you going to be a leader and you don't even know what's going on? Then what?
I would be open to discussing this more over the phone. She gives her phone number.
Oh, I'm not about to discuss something with somebody as she's a novice at this kind of stuff. Then what?
Or by email. You could also visit me, but the cost of travel...
I'm not interested in visiting you. You're not interested in coming to church. I mean, what would be the purpose of doing that? Okay, then what?
The cost of travel for me is too much. I'm not a reporter, but I love to write, and I've been working on an idea for a long time. Right now, I'm just doing research myself because I believe I have possible grounds for political asylum. So it's good for me to get information.
Well, you're going to get political asylum. The whole politics is run by the Vatican. You're going to run to them? I'm just warning you. Okay, you're just barking up the wrong tree. You better go to the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Then what else?
I thought it was interesting to read that Canada had jailed some of your people while the Pope was there.
Is that interesting? We went through it, honey. Okay? It isn't interesting at all. Okay? It's a fact. Then what?
It gives me a heads up about Canada's position.
Oh, yes. That's good that you have a heads up. What's so important about you having a heads up? Read my website, okay? Then you learn something. Then what else?
So you see, for my own protection, I would like to have some support and hear more about
yourself. For your own protection, you want everybody to come and protect you, but you don't want to learn anything, okay, from our church. You're just a self-seeker, somebody, and you just found out that the Vatican is the Antichrist, and so wonderful, wonderful. As, you know, they used to say, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so I was saying that Judges is one of the most fabulous books to give a person faith. Now, you see all these people falling away, the Jewish people. They turn away from God after the death of the Judges. They fell away from the Lord after the death of Joshua and the Judges as well. That's chapter 2, verse 19. So there was a four-part sequence repeatedly occurring. There's seven times this happened. Israel's dependature. They lost their dependence on the Lord. They departed from God. They departed from God's Word. God is the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you really want to do something, just read the Word and get confidence from it, because it shows how even one man could single-handedly destroy the entire Philistine government. Amen?
Amen.
Samson, he killed alone. And a lot of people say, well, the Lord says that we're not supposed to, he says, we're not supposed to kill. No, that isn't what the real Bible says. It says, thou shalt not murder. All right? And a lot of people say, well, of course, the Christians, they believe if you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. That's true. Living by the sword means that you go and take a gun or a sword and you'd threaten a bank or a 7-Eleven or a gas station, and you get to tell them to give you all the money out of the cash register. That's living by the sword. You'll die that way. But the Lord never complains about people that defend themselves. You can see all throughout the Bible the Lord tells them to defend themselves, to gear up, get your arms together. And the Vatican knows that before they can destroy a country, that they have to take all your arms away. Now, we don't have guns, because they just love for me to come out. But, you know, Sue and I were against gun control, because we knew they were disarming our country. But we know that that would give them the proper justification to come in and kill all of us. As a matter of fact, they were planning to kill us in the first place. We were supposed to be Waco 1. And then the people where I was put in prison, in jail, they said, you're going to be Waco 2. That isn't true. I'm warning you people out there that believe that we're going to be Waco 2. That wouldn't bother me a bit if I was, because I know I'm going to heaven. And it's better to be with the Lord. Absent from this world is to be with the Lord. Oh man, that's a lot better, the Apostle Paul says. So God rose up judges, deliverers. Sometimes they were civil, and sometimes they were people that were of the Lord, military champions for God to deliver the Jews every time that they would fall away from God and not trust Him it just makes me so angry that my people, the Jews, would doubt God. I just thank God for people like Joshua and Caleb, and first of all, the Lord Jesus Christ, because they trusted God and they accomplished the things that they were called for. I see, you know, with all this long testimonials today, I just wanted to get some of them in because I wanted a lot of you people out there to hear the evil things that the government is doing to people. There are millions of these type of things happening. There's letters that we get from people in prison that were put there on false charges. I'm not the only one. They put them in prison and they're brutalizing them in there at the moment. And there really isn't much that people can do about it but pray to God that God will send a deliverer today to deliver the people from these wicked people that are running the government in these prisons. And so, so I see my time is up. So the song that we're going to play here is runs about 5 minutes. So right now we better talk about getting ourselves saved. And when you are, you know, one person in the Bible, it talks about one woman destroying an entire nation, this Yael, where she put up, she killed this one leader of the nations. And you know, usually there's only one person behind all this stuff, and just a handful of others. So get saved and let's all pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, destroy the works of Satan. Hallelujah! Come against all those that are coming against us, Father, in one way or another, that their souls will be saved or that you take them completely out of the way. Now, those of you that want to know the Lord for sure and to feel his presence enter into your bodies, say this prayer to God. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in that precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul, my precious soul that you died for. Now, just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord for saving your soul. And Sharon, tell them four different ways that they can receive a copy of program number 426.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in again tomorrow for another powerful message in the Lord and for some real eye-opening testimonies and services, messages from the Word of God. And we'll probably be able to start out with the book of Judges tomorrow. I might just forget about some of these testimonials, whatever the Lord leads. But now we won't be able to hear all of this song because time doesn't allow. But this is the wonderful London Symphony Orchestra and Chorus Choir, conducted by Ralph Carmichael, to play for you this beautiful, blessed song, The Old Rugged Cross.
Thank you.
Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. Deny yourself this filthy world and take your cross. Follow me.